please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
With that message, never better get checked. There ain't no difference second when the king goes sick. For the jail and a check, fuck around and get wet.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thought, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know, I'm happy and glad to be here with you and look forward to the opportunity to share the new things that are going on. And today we have with us Gayla James, who's a recording star, and we just want to talk with her a little bit about what's going on in her life and the things that she's proud of and she's producing right now. Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Gayla. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, I am a contemporary urban jazz gospel recording artist. I've been singing since the age of 3, and my grandmother started me singing in a youth choir when I was coming up, and I didn't know that I had the talent of singing. But I guess my grandmother saw something in me, and every time we had got ready to sing, she always handed me the mic out of all the grandkids. But I think that she knew that I had a gift to sing, and ever since then I've just been singing for the Lord.
And that sounds so awesome. And you, what new projects are you working on?
Well, I have a new project called A Spiritual Intimacy. And all the songs on this EP is, I have one called Spiritual High. I have one called Love Letter. And the album is about giving back to God, because God has been so good to me. And a lot of times we express our love for our significant other, but sometimes we need to thank God and appreciate God. And that's why I dedicate this EP and called it A Spiritual Intimacy.
And what is it that inspires you the most to feel what your audience needs to hear from you?
I'm inspired by, I remember I did my second album called Broken, and I had a song there that I dedicated to my daughter that actually passed away. So I had this young lady, I think she was all the way from the UK area, and she actually emailed me and told me that she heard a song and she was contemplating committing suicide. And that is my passion, you know, whether I'm poor or famous or wherever God allows me to go in my music industry, I want to touch lives. I want lives to be changed. And most importantly, that was the most important thing that, you know, that inspired me, the passion. And if I don't sing, you know, one word or sing a melody, I want to inspire others and change lives through the message of my song. And, you know, by her saying that the song actually changed her mind and changed her mindset, and that was something to me that was very special. And because, you know, a lot of people don't know that songs have power, and songs can change your mood, and if you're down, songs can lift you up, you know. But, you know, that's the most important thing to me, changing lives through my song.
Well, let me just ask you, you know, you're going through this period now, and people are it's so important to instill hope and opportunity in people. Do you feel like your music also extends to them a hand where they can grasp hold to and think positive about their future?
Yes, of course. My music, I try to lift people with my music, and I try to be real as possible. A lot of times, different artists, they might sing what they saw in other people, but I always try to do or sing reality. I mean, somebody might be feeling down. Someone might need money for a bill. Someone might be going through a relationship problem. And I always sing about things that people go through every day and try to uplift them through the message in my songs. And I really do believe that my songs do help people. And that would inspire me to keep going.
Your music is so important, and giving people something that they can grasp a hold to, that can bring some magic to their lives, is what's so important. And there's so many individual artists these days that create such darkness that we need to have people who inspire people to wake up tomorrow and see a brighter day. So it's just nice to have you out there doing that and making sure that people's lives or people know that there can be a new tomorrow just by changing their way of thinking. What do you see for yourself in the future? What is it that you are gravitating toward?
Well, I see myself, I already write songs. So I'm a composer, and 3 albums I wrote every one of my songs. So definitely I want to write songs for country artists as well as R&B and gospel. So I see myself as a great songwriter in the future, and I would like to do some acting as well. And of course, my singing is number one in my life, and that's my passion. So, you know, with God's help, maybe that will open doors for me.
Well, that's amazing. It's important to me to realize that, you know, all of us have something to contribute, and not only do we want to make life better for ourselves, but we want to make life better for others as well.
Yes, I always try to encourage someone that's, you know, going through, and I hope that all the time if I put out one song and it doesn't reach or it doesn't touch lives, it's nothing to me. But I love to connect audience. I love to connect with people that are going through, and then they can say, "Gayla, you know what? I heard that song, and that song really uplifts my spirit." And that's what's most important to me, that uplifting the spirits and people that are downhearted or burdened down and going through a lot in their lives, and they hear my music, and it uplifts them.
Well, you know, it's important while we are in search of our purpose that we help others to find their purpose as well. So it is so exciting to hear you talk about being a part of a world that helps other individuals, and you're not out there just doing this just for yourself, but to inspire and to give other people the benefits of your ability to create music and song, and so that their lives can be transposed.
Yes, and that comes to the song that I'm remaking. I don't know if you remember the song called "What the World Needs Now Is Love, Sweet Love." And I believe that Dionne Warwick wrote that song, and I'm actually remaking that song. And with everything that's going on, with people killing one another, and there's so much, you know, racism going on, and different things in the politics and everything, everybody needs love. I mean, in this diverse world, white, black, whatever, you know, Spanish, we need love, and we need to show love more. And so I try to show that in my music. And everybody needs love. You know, it doesn't, God doesn't discriminate, you know. So we need to love one another. And I know that's hard for somebody, you know, a lot of people to do and show love, but we need to try to do that more and it will be a better world.
Well, let me ask you, how are you inspired or committed now that we've gone through this transitional period? We find ourselves with a new president. How does that inspire you to work harder to reach out to people in this environment?
Well, it inspired me to definitely go harder than I usually, you know. I'm already as a go-getter, but I want to definitely inspire a lot of people, the young people that's out there that's trying to make it in the music industry, because I've been doing it all my life, and it's very hard in the music industry. It's up and down, it's, you know, and I want them to get in it for the passion and not to say, oh, I want to be rich, I want to be famous, I want to be this famous music artist. And I just want them to have passion for what they do, whether it's acting, rapping, whatever. And what's going on now, I mean, we definitely need to be positive and try to work hard, everybody. And you need to go for everything. You need to go for your goals and try to, you know, reach out to people in love. Yeah. So definitely I'm inspired. I mean, inspired to be harder.
And that's what's so important, is we have to look for what it is that we can do to change what is happening in the world. Sometimes we can't control what other people are doing, but we can control what we're doing to make the world a better place. And that's what's so important, is what do I do as an individual to change the direction of the world? And that's what's important for us to do when we are in these times when things seem to be going in a different direction. Well, I'm going to take a short break, and I hope you're free to stay on the line with us. We got a number of callers here with us, and we will just continue our conversation related to the things that are going on in our world. And I hope you're available. And let me just ask you this: how can people get your music? How can they download your music or search for you on the internet so they can get an opportunity to hear some of your music?
Yes, I am on iTunes, all the digital stores, Amazon. If you go and Google my name, Gayla James, you will see all my digital stores. I'm also on Pandora, and I know a lot of people like to listen to Pandora and add me as your station, personal station. I am on iHeartRadio, so, and as well social media sites. But definitely I'm on iTunes and Amazon, so you can just Google my name.
Okay, I'm going to encourage everyone in my audience to download some of Gayla James's music. Go to those different sites that she shared and download some of her music and know that we're out here to support her. And we're going to have some of her music on our show as soon as I can make it available, and so we can enjoy some of the beautiful things that she is doing and creating. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hello. I'm the music major. This is my man, Jay Andre. He got a question to ask.
Is there anybody in love?
I Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to come today and talk about hope. Today we've been hearing little snippets of a show that will be honoring Michelle Obama, and she was talking about how Barack Obama came in and he established an environment for hope, an environment for change. And I want to spend some time today talking about, you know, where we are related to our desires for a better time and the environment that is being created by a lot of distinctions between or divisions between races, between genders, and where do we go and how do we motivate ourselves or motivate others to look for a better time? And how do we keep ourselves focused and encouraged that life is going to be better no matter who is in the White House? And no matter who is in charge of the United States, there's somebody that is in charge of our lives that we can go to make sure that we have the benefits and the positive things. Okay, and make sure everybody out there now, we got you online. Remember to keep your environment quiet so we can hear everything everybody's saying. But I just want to talk about how do we keep ourselves encouraged and how do we make sure that we wake up every day with a positive outlook and how do we encourage young people? You know, right now we need to be thinking about our millennials and how do we keep them encouraged and get them involved in environment so that they know that their work can make a difference. You know, I was thinking the other day that here we are, in 4 years, there'll be our 17, 16, 15, and 14-year-olds will be able to vote and be able to change the things that are going on. But how do we get them inspired to get involved after this ugly period of time? So I just want to talk to you all. Cassie, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Mr. Deshaun?
I'm doing awesome. Cassie, how do we increase the hope and inspire people to greatness doing an environment where some people find themselves depressed? How do we encourage people to have hope and desire and commit themselves to making a difference in the world?
First, we have to have hope in ourselves. So in order to encourage someone else in something, you personally have to have some hope in your own self. You have to show yourself as an example, you know, to the people that are around you so that when you do or if you do begin to speak into the people's life, they will believe what you're saying. So you have to be the example of hope.
And we have to be encouraging and not just down. You know, this is an important time for people to train harder, to work harder, to study harder, to do all the things to increase their efforts and not only making their lives better but making the lives of people around them better. And so this is an opportunity for us to increase our efforts.
Yes, we
and
have
we
to
make
talk
sure
to
that
ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We
want to keep
everybody aware that this is a time to not go backwards, but to move forward. Caller 1273. Caller 1273. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, caller 1676. Caller 1676, give us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Kara King, and I'm calling from Staten Island, New York.
Well, tell me, how do you keep yourself encouraged and inspired to move forward in this time where a lot of people find themselves a little depressed?
Because I know and understand that I'm blessed, because I almost died 3 times before I was 30, and I'm 35. Because every day that I wake up is a gift, so I don't get to complain.
So you don't get too caught up in the things distant away from you, because you you got so much to be thankful for what's there right with you every day.
I mean, we all empathize with the things that are going on an everyday basis. You know, I'm part of the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that I don't get caught up in it. It's just that I get on my knees when I feel like it's too much or I need something, and I have really, really strong women in my life who when I need counsel, I know where to go.
And that's what's important too. You use that word counsel. You know, we all need counsel. You know, we all wake up in a time and we need someone to give us an assurance of life being able to be better. But sometimes there are people who just don't want to talk to anybody. And that's kind of a good thing, because all of us need somebody that we can go to that can give us an uplifting or helpful hand about where we are. Kathy,
absolutely.
Do you believe the importance of counsel is?
Wow, that's deep. And listening to the young lady that was just on and just putting my hands up as she talked about, you know, getting on her knees and knowing that it's not about her, but it is about the Lord. And as she talked about counsel are people that are around you that are wise, people that have been through things, people that have experience. And when you ask them a question, they're not just going to tell you anything, but they are going to think about what they're going to tell you, and they're going to make sure that it's not them speaking, but it's the Spirit that's within them speaking. Because when they give you an answer to whatever your question is, they want to make sure that it's the right question. So counsel is something that is needed in this life with each and every one of us.
And I really believe that it doesn't even matter what age you are. Here I am at 56. I always want to seek good stewards, people who traveled a different road than I have. And sometimes good counsel can come from people who are younger than you. And so we have to just be open to the word, no matter where it comes from, when we know it is a good word. You know, you don't want to allow anybody to speak into your life, but when you know that you feel comfortable and good about what they're saying, their age should not matter if you know that they've gone through some things that have been strengthened them in a way that they can give you some good information. You know, here I am at 56 and on the radio 7 times a week, and I'm sure there's some younger people than I who are very successful at what I'm trying to accomplish. So, you know, I have to be open to getting good ideas and getting good counsel from people who might be younger than me. So it's important that we be open to the ability to have people speak into our lives when they have good information to share with us. Let me ask 1676. In this, you made this statement about, if you want to share with our audience, that you have been through some health issues. What is it that brought you through that time period?
Just having a lot of faith and letting go and not trying to control things, because I had to learn that I can't control everything. And, you know, when God wants you to listen, he will slap you down and make sure you pay attention. So you want to go so fast and you want to keep moving and you have your own agenda, and what is to be is already written. So when he wants to make you pay attention, he will make sure. At any means necessary. So I think it was more just for me just letting go and saying, you know what, I trust you. And I don't just believe in you, I trust you. Because believing and trusting is two different things.
And it's important for us to use our faith in an order, when you talk about trusting and having faith, that he will speak into your life when you be quiet and be still. Let me just take advantage of the fact that you're in New York. What is it, with everything that's going on in our country and all the things that happen up in the Northeast, how do you have faith and trust in the system? You know, how do you deal with the system
and have faith and trust in the system when there seems to be so many things going against people of color?
Because it's not about the system. It's always about God. And everything happens for a reason. We may not know or understand the reasons. And I don't necessarily trust in a person. Because just because you have a title don't mean that you're fit for that title. You know, so it's not about trusting the people that are in charge or that are doing the things that they're doing. It's about trusting that whatever needs to be done will be done. And whatever happens, it happens for a reason. And who am I to question it? So, you know, I'm in a lot of different things. I'm on the executive board of the Black Chamber of Commerce in Staten Island. You know, I'm a medical financial advisor with New York Life. I'm part of the African-American market unit with New York Life. And so just being in my community and being a resource for the people that live in our community keeps me in touch and very much aware of what's going on. But just keeping my faith and knowing that when things get too tough, I know where to go. Like I said, you know, counsel is a way for therapy and for healing. And when you have people in your life that you know, like Jayla was saying, you know that you can go to them and you know that they're not going to just tell you any old thing. And it's not necessarily about how they feel, but just their experience and their wisdom and how, you know, they could put you in your place if you need it. Well, you know what, you're looking at this wrong or you're looking at that wrong. And when you're open to learning and to growing on a regular basis, then it just makes life a little bit easier. Because like what you said was, you know, we all need somebody. And you're right, you're absolutely right. That's why they say if you stay in solitary confinement for too long, right, then it's cruel and unusual punishment. Because we are meant to communicate. We are meant to embrace each other. And when we get back to that, I feel like things will be better.
All right. Well, now we're halfway through our show, and we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation about hope and inspiration and a desire to make life better, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. We'll be right back.
Tonight I'm in a romantic mood, yeah. Let's take a shower together. I'll wash your body, you wash mine, yeah. You're the only one in the world that I need. Tonight
This is James T. Deshae, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It Media Network. You know, we talk about love and inspiration and hope, and a lot of times we see such ugliness in our world, and we, you know, we get despaired and get unhappy about it. But there are a lot of times when there's some awesome things happening. There was a story about a Santa that allowed a boy to die in his arms. And, you know, we were on these Santas, not this week, about one Santa that told a boy to lay off the hamburger and french fries. But then it comes a story that really touches your heart, related to a Santa that allowed a young man to expire in his arms and showed him love. And that's one of the things we need. Those are the kind of stories that we can be inspired by, knowing that we have an opportunity or should have a purpose in our lives, that we seek to impact the lives of others and seek to make the last minutes or the future of other people happy and enjoyable. And that's what we really bring to the table. You know, when you have purpose in your life, a part of your purpose should be to live a legacy of love and enjoyment to people who cross your path. And Kathy, I know that you work very hard to show a lot of love and in your job and in your walk in life. And how does that keep you happy yourself? What does it do to you when you're able to put a smile on the face of someone that crosses your path?
Well, it just brings joy to my heart. And I was just going to piggyback on the young lady that was speaking earlier. I mean, you know, like she was saying, it's about the Lord. It's about knowing that it's not about you, but it is about Him. And our lives are not our lives. Our lives belong to the Lord. So whatever we do it not as unto ourselves, but as unto Him. And just thinking about when you go somewhere, you know, when you're representing Christ, you're supposed to represent Him to the fullest. So it's not that I'm doing anything different, but what He said for us to do. You know, I'm supposed to put a smile on somebody's face. I'm supposed to encourage somebody. I'm supposed to be able to make someone laugh. That's what Christ did when He was here. He went around healing people, making people happy. And as a believer, as one that is a believer, that's what we are here to do.
And we have to be dedicated to that purpose. We have to believe that we need to put a word in someone's life that makes enough difference that they stay engaged in loving and caring about the people around them and showing them how we value them. We're losing so many people to the corrections and to criminal acts. And some of that I believe we're losing because some of those people just don't believe that they have values, that they believe they're loved, and they should be encouraged.
We need more glasses up.
And I know, Kathy, through your foundation, you do a lot of things to try to keep young people encouraged. And, let me ask you, have they made a final decision on that grant that you were going for?
I have not heard a word from the Lakers. As of this date, every day I'm looking in my folder to see, you know, if there is any, have I received any messages from them. But as of today, no, not yet.
Okay. 1676, let me ask you, what are, after all that has happened and taken place, what is it that organizations are doing in your area to get young people to understand the value of their freedom, the importance of them to feel loved, and the opportunity that they have to make a difference in not only their lives but the lives of others?
Well, we have a lot in my community. We have a lot of programs. Like I know with the Black Chamber of Commerce, like I said before, I'm on the executive board of the Black Chamber of Commerce in Staten Island, the Black and Minority Chamber of Commerce, and we are February. I believe the first week in February, I will be doing what we call a youth academy, and it's going to be about mentorship. It's going to be about learning finance. It's going to be about entrepreneurship. We have that going on. Then we have like we have clubs for boys, for young boys with Brothers in Care, and they give back to the community. They have another program that's going on. I actually forgot the name, but they walk around with caskets and they, you know, show the impact of what happens when, you know, we are violent with each other, and they educate the kids on, you know, what could happen to them if they're not doing the right things. We have a lot of different programs that go on. We try to stay present and upfront so that they know that they have somewhere to go. So I think mentorship is very, very important, you know, because not everybody has a home where they have both parents, or, you know, they have one parent always working. Is always the way the system is set up right now, you know, you got to both be working in order to really have something. So sometimes the kids are left to the wayside, but we're out here.
And that's so important. You know, one of the things we have to do is we have to keep these young people encouraged because their lives are so important. I was telling someone earlier, and you may have heard me say on this show, that we have these millenniums that we are working with, these new young generations, they don't know how valuable they are to our society. When you think about the fact that 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 14-year-olds, 15 and 14-year-olds are going to be voting in the next 4 years, we need those people to be engaged in a way that they can honestly be prepared to make a difference in our world. And so sometimes we have a situation where these young people don't understand their value, and we need to be talking to them about how valuable they are, not only to themselves and to their family, but to our country. Their participation in our system makes our system work, and we need them, and we need them to understand that, how important they are to us, and we need to be telling them that each and every day. What do you think about that,
Absolutely.
Kathy, how important it is? You know, we can't afford to lose not one child to violence. We know we're going to lose some, but we can't afford to lose them. We can't afford to lose young people to violence, and we can't afford to lose young people to the corrections department. And we need them to know that we value and love them too much for their lives to become meaningless. And we have to put forth an effort to make them understand that we need them working, and we need them voting, and we need them participating to make this system work properly. And I think those people who don't understand our value are hoping and praying that our young people do these kinds of things that keep them from being a positive force in the system. Kathy, you know, what do you have to say about that?
Can you repeat that for me?
I'm just saying, what do you have to say about how we have to make sure they understand the value and importance they have to our next generation, these millenniums, and what part they play in this system of making our country great and making life better, not only for themselves, but their family and our country?
Absolutely. It goes back to being an example to the young people. You know, if they don't have someone to look to, I mean, you know, even when talking to them, you can use President Obama and his wife Michelle as an example. There are other great people that have also went before us that you can use to show them examples of, if you continue on the right path, You can be and do anything that you want to be. You can explain to them your struggles, the struggles of people that are around you, because we are going to have struggle. But the thing about it is that the young people don't see struggle. So they don't know, they believe that within their struggles that they won't be able to excel. But even in the struggle makes you who you are. So we have to explain to them about those struggles and that those struggles are a part of our journey. That's a part of our testimony. And with those struggles, we can become great men and women and continue on to excel, to do great things, to be great people in this world.
And you're so right. The struggle is a part of who we are. It makes us who we are. I heard a gentleman on the on television the other day who made this statement, and I thought it was so profound. He said that he loved being who he was as being a black man in the United States, and he wouldn't trade it for anything because the struggle has made him who he is and has given him the strength that he has to overcome obstacles. And so we have to embrace who we are and recognize that the struggles that we have make us even better by finding a pathway through the hills and mountains that are put before us. 1676, what do you think about that? How do you feel about us being created by the struggles that are in put in our lives?
Absolutely. I don't feel like I would change anything about what I had to go through because I love exactly who I'm meant to be, who I am today. I'm living in my purpose, and I wouldn't change anything. I had to go through everything that I went through to become the person that I am today, and every single day I'm learning more, and I'm evolving, and I'm growing. So I truly believe that when you struggle through things, when you understand that life is not supposed to be easy, but if you fight for it, that, anything that somebody gives you, you may appreciate it, but you don't appreciate it as much as you had to work hard for it. If you had to get down to the nitty-gritty and fight for it, it's not the same as when somebody just hands you something. So it definitely changes how you are molded and how you grow in every aspect of your life.
And that's what's so important. You're right. You don't need anything handed to you. You wanted to, God has given all of us a talent, and all we have to do is refine that talent in a way that it'll take care of. You know, there's that saying about if he take care of the sparrow, how much more important are you? So he has given all of us something that we can cultivate that will allow us not only to take care of ourselves, but be a blessing to others. And that's what we have to inspire to do, is not just be a blessing to ourselves, but find the strength and the ability to be a blessing to those who go beyond just you and your family, but goes toward those people who you don't even know. Because there's so many people, like you all said, who don't have parents, who may not have aunts and uncles who are a positive force in their life, and they're looking to strangers to reach out and give them the hope that they need and deserve to get to the next level. And, Catherine, once again, I know your foundation does a lot of that by giving away shoes, showing people outside of yourself and your family that there are truly people out there who care about them.
Absolutely. And I just went online, James. We did not win the grant, but the organization that did win was actually another great organization. So I say congratulations to them, because they are out there moving and shaking and doing great things in the community as well. I believe that when it's our time, it's our time. And I'm assuming that the Lord wanted them to have the money more than he wanted us to have it, because they are doing great things as well. But, yes, we are. And we go into the inner city at-risk communities around California and partner with schools, churches, and after-school programs to donate new shoes, not name brand shoes, but new shoes for the kids who don't have. And we also talk to them about bullying and about the importance of education. And with the education, it'll take you to the next phase in your life.
All right. We had another break period, and we're going to take another short break, and we're going to come back and we're going to share our final word today before we end the show. So please stay with us and so that you can have the final word. We'll be right back to continue our show, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by James T. Deshay.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
Needs a gift, so we'll make sure that it's something for their particular age group, You need to make it something that's small enough for me to mail, of course, and to you. So I'm going to give you that opportunity. Again, my email address is djames82@aol.com. You can reach me on Facebook, James Deshay on Facebook. I have a page called Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. Leave me a message in my inbox with all that information, and I'll make sure that you have an opportunity if you're one of the first five to get those gifts. We're going to let Kathy be the last person to give her final word, and we're going to let our new guest, 1676, give your final word for the show today. All right, I got you in now. 1676, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to wish everybody love and light, and I hope that, you know, that we could be a light for somebody that maybe not necessarily know. Just say hi, give somebody a hug, share your thoughts. Sometimes just saying hi to somebody can change their whole outlook on life. So just be good to one another.
And I want you to know I appreciate you calling in, and I hope that you be a common person on our line. We always like you. Always have such great things to say. I think you've been on the show before, haven't you?
I haven't. This is the first time that I was on this show, but I've definitely been on a couple of other shows that are on the same network.
Oh, okay. Well, please don't let this be your last time. We love having you call in and talk to us, and we want to increase our family. Okay, Kathy.
Thank
what
you
is
so
your
much.
Last
My
word
pleasure.
For today? Kathy?
Hello. Yes. I'd also like to say welcome to the new caller, and I really appreciated everything that you said because that helped me to get up more on my game as well. And thank you guys for all that you're doing over in New York. You know, that's a blessing to know that even though we're small organizations, we're still out in the communities making a difference. And it's all about paying it forward, you know, like you're doing, James, with the gift giveaway, what a blessing that is. But, you know, when the people begin to call in and request the gifts, that's going to be a blessing. But let them know that that's not the only time that gifts are given away, because as the young lady just said, give a hug, that's a giveaway gift. Give a smile, that's a giveaway gift. You can always give away, and it don't always have to be monetary.
You're so right. And it's so nice to have you guys call in and be a positive force in my show. And I look forward to being encouraged by you, Kathy. And, you know, let me know. I want everybody to know that if you think there's something that I should do to create love and excitement in my audience, please let me know. And I'm going to continue to do those things. Remember, we still have our numbers, and those of you who are new to the show, reach out to me on my Facebook or in email and make sure you get the numbers for the week. Every Sunday, we give out the numbers for the week. And if we happen to win, everybody who calls in the show on that day will get a part of that pie. So we're just looking forward to our first big lottery winning so I can split it up amongst the people who are on the show. And I want to just thank you all again. Make sure you go by my website, www.JamesTDeshay.com. That's JamesTDeshay. And I always want you to be here on the next show. Tomorrow's show will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309. I look forward to talking with you all, and I want you all to know that this is the place to make sure your voice is heard loud and clear.
medicine.